Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the newsletter and the blog and thousands of archives, thousands of articles, lots of good stuff there. No barrier to entry. If you can get in, if you can get there, we'll let you in. No cost. You don't even have to register. You don't have to give us your email unless you subscribe to the newsletter. We need that. But otherwise, you can just hang out and use your use all the things we have there to your advantage. Also, don't forget askjim.biz, which is our knowledge base. That's the world's only small business knowledge base, which you can ask questions and get instantaneous answers. And I encourage you to check that out. And like the other one, no barrier to entry. Just come on in, and we'll let you use all that we have. It's free. And compliments of my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Rick Gibbs is our guest. Rick is Senior HR Specialist with Administaff. And he's here to talk to us about something that you've been hearing me talk about for a long time, and that's the concept of teleworking, the management practice of teleworking, allowing people who work for you to work from home, let's say. Probably from home would be the most likely use of that. But we're going to talk about that, but also some of the policy issues, some of the management policy issues that you need to have in place to be an effective manager of a teleworking environment. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Rick, my audience, as I said earlier, they know that I've been talking about teleworking as an outstanding option for managers, for businesses, and employees. You know, Rick, I'm pretty long in the tooth. I've been around a while, and I remember when a woman would get pregnant, and you know, as the time came near for her to have the baby, you know, she would be off, and maybe be off for several months, and the company would just lose the use of her time. And maybe she didn't want to work while she was off, but maybe she did want to. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she wanted to earn some money while she was staying home with the baby and all that. And or maybe, you know, there were times when someone had to come to the boss and say, you know what, I'm going to have to stay home with a parent or a family member, and so I'm just going to have to quit. And that was the term. I'm going to have to quit. I'm sorry. And the managers had to say, okay, I understand. Bye-bye. Today, yeah, there are other options, aren't there?
Right. And unfortunately, those circumstances existed. And also, technology has brought about the ability to telework or to do telecommuting through the internet access, Blackberries, email, instant messaging, things like that. And in the last 10 years or so, it's become much more easy to set up those arrangements. And in fact, it's happening in workplaces, even with companies that don't necessarily have policies. The technology has gotten ahead and it has brought this upon us. But you're right, there are some very strong advantages to teleworking, and some of them involve keeping employees, allowing for more flexible work schedules, increasing productivity by limiting people's commutes and things like that. If they can start work from home, it can increase their satisfaction and also.
Well, quality of life is a big deal for folks, and if the commute for some people is so horrendous, you know, the opportunities for the job don't outweigh the negative impact on quality of life. If I've got to commute an hour and a half each way, you know, that's not a good life, is it?
It's not. And again, it that in turn leads to better productivity. People who feel more comfortable with their jobs, they're more likely to stay with particular employers, and it works well for both parties.
You know, Rick, one of the stories I like to tell about when I'm talking about teleworking is what happened after 9-1-1. Now, you're there in the New York City area. That's where you operate. And after 9-1-1, the people who were displaced from Lower Manhattan took their laptops and went home, didn't they?
They did. They had the ability.
Yeah, and they went home, and they were home for months, maybe even more than a year, until their employers found a place for them to go. And when they called them, you know, I'm just imagining the phone call, Rick. When they called, when the manager called and said, "Hey, John, hey, Sue, we got your office ready now. You can come back on Monday." I can imagine, you know, the person saying, "Well, boss, you know, things have been working out pretty good for the last year. I like it here. As you know, I've been getting my work done. You've learned how to manage. You and I have learned how to work together this way. I think I'm going to stay here." What do you think, Rick? I think that happened a lot, don't you?
It probably did, because people get comfortable with the arrangement, and it also calls up some of the potential drawbacks to telecommuting, some of the pitfalls. It isolates people. If you have a team environment similar to what we have at Administaff with our group, you lose some of the day-to-day communication and bouncing ideas off each other and collaboration that you have by having people in an office environment.
But how many times, though, Rick, have you worked in a building where you'd go a whole week and not even see your manager? Now, they might be on the next floor, or
sure.
You know what I mean? Or they might be, or your team members. How many times have you gone a day or two or three without seeing your other team members because for whatever reason, and yet things got going, you know, kept going okay? It's not that everybody in the planet needs to be a teleworker. It's just that it's awfully valuable to have that option as one of the tools in your management toolkit. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, and it's sort of a culture change for organizations to shift from an environment where. Shift to an environment where performance is measured or results are measured rather than simply just attendance at a particular physical location. Mm-hmm. And the companies that master that develop the coaching and the counseling and the management supervision that will facilitate that are going to have a great advantage. And you're right, it does work, and things can still be accomplished in amazing ways.
You know, Rick, I was a teleworker in 1976.
Really?
How about that? From 76 to 82, I was a teleworker for Xerox. I worked a territory for them. I was in sales. I worked a territory 150 miles from the branch office, and you know, it worked great. So even before all the cool technology, we were doing it. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Rick Gibb. We're going to talk about the policy side, the management policy side, after these messages. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with me. Rick Gibbs is our guest. He's Senior HR Specialist with Administaff, as you know. Administaff is one of our sponsors, and we've asked Rick to join us to share with us some things that he sees every day in his business of helping small businesses to outsource some of the activity that are not their core competencies, like managing people, right? And I say managing people, what I mean by that is managing the HR part of the business, the payroll and the compliance and all the policies and everything, right, Rick?
Right. We help clients with policies, HR practices that will help them to become more effective at what their core business is all about, and, you know, assist them, guide them, interact with them to set up policies and things to do that effectively.
Including policies for teleworking.
Yes, it's a good idea, usually, and we recommend talk to our clients about this, about having a basic policy or procedure regarding telecommuting. Again, it's come about, it's come upon us quickly, and it's easy for a business to get in a situation where everyone is sort of making a decision on their own whether they'll telecommute, and suddenly you have a workplace with no people in it when you may need some there for business purposes.
I'd like to point out, Rick, let me stop for a second, excuse me, but I'd like to point out, folks, teleworking doesn't have to be all or none. An employee doesn't have to say, I'll see you next year, but I'll talk to you on the IM or on the by email or on the phone. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. It could be one day a week.
Sure.
It could be infrequently. It could be that you set things up with your employees where you have a laptop that they can take with them, and you know, you never know when the baby's going to be sick or when somebody's got to stay home and they say, you know what, boss, I'm not going to be able to be there today, but I've got my laptop and I'll be able to do some of my work while I'm taking care of my sick child. I mean that could be teleworking. That is teleworking.
It could be, and probably it's something that's going on, again, in workplaces all the time.
There are a million different elements, different aspects to this thing.
Sure.
That are happening all the time. And so my point is don't feel like you've got to be prepared to turn an employee loose and not see them, you know, for a week. But it doesn't have to be. In fact, you might even want to just sort of start out by doing it little bits at a time. But regardless of whether it's 1 hour a week or whether it's for the whole time, the policies in place are important.
They are. And they should spell out, you know, in general terms, what positions are amenable or what positions are best for the company to have. As telecommuting positions, and also to outline, to give some process by which there's some approval or some discussion with management about, you know, how often this will occur. Will this be 2 days a week? What will the hours of work be in a particular telecommuting situation so that other people with the organization or customers can get in touch with these employees. It also may contain something about if there are ad hoc situations that come up where a person might request the opportunity to work from home, that might occur. And again, without slowing down the business or but to accommodate these situations and to at the same time put some control on it so mm-hmm. that you know, people are not, you know, deciding on their own where they'll be and which can cause some issues for your business.
It takes a little bit of extra thought, a little bit of extra energy, a little bit of extra planning to manage a teleworking situation. Another thing, Rick, that I think is important to point out is whenever someone leaves the building with your information, with any kind of content, any kind of records or anything about your business, there needs to be a policy in place on what is expected about protecting that.
Absolutely. There are just general policies regarding the use and of information of that nature, the use of your computer systems that should be in place regardless of whether a person's in the workplace or not. And then specifically with telecommuting, it needs to be determined what equipment will be provided by the employer, how it might be monitored, and a reiteration of the rules regarding the sharing of confidential information and
which really should be which should be going on with all employees, really, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, that should be a basic policy. And again, the business owner, the company, should try to put some controls in terms of, you know, their own equipment, having people use their equipment, their network, whenever possible, rather than necessarily allowing personal equipment to be used for company purposes as
right.
much as possible.
Right. And folks, these are teleworking is going to be part of your future. If you're going to operate a business in the 21st century, teleworking will be part of your future, some form or fashion. You got to get these policies in place and do them yourself if you can't. If you need help with that, of course, the good folks at like Rick Gibbs at Administaff can help you with that. Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Rick Gibbs, ladies and gentlemen, senior HR specialist with Administaff. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Grace Marie Turner after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.